Okay. Great. Hello, we're here with the Hear Hear Arboretum Project, taking oral history stories of the Arboretum. Can I ask you, what is your name and how are you affiliated with the Arboretum?
My name is Inge Knudsen, and I am a volunteer at the Guelph Arboretum. I'm also part of the Guelph Wellington Master Gardeners. And the Guelph Master Gardeners have taken care of the roots and shoots garden that we're sitting in. And we have done that for 12 years, I think. And so we're a whole group of people who are on a rotation to look after the garden, to weed it, to feed it. We don't feed it. The leaves feed it, and the mulch feeds it. We mulch it very heavily. And over the whole summer, it starts up in May, and over the whole summer until October, we have somebody here taking care of the garden. And that is my main involvement with the Arboretum.
Excellent. Can you describe for us what is in front of you? What do we see here?
We see trees. And then underneath the trees, we see understory shrubs. And on the last layer, the layer beneath are the perennial, the woodland plants. Mm-hmm. And at the ground level, we have mulch. And that mulch comes from the Arboretum. When we need new mulch, we'll ask the Arboretum drop off a big load of mulch. And then our group divides it up into and distributes it into the woodland garden, especially in a year like this where we have had so much drought and no water. So it has been very important this year to have all this mulch. But we see, the trees are just in perfect order. It's hard to see that it has been drought, but they are dropping more leaves than usual. And then I notice all the plants that are still doing well beside the drought we had, but we have taken note of that, and we are thinking about what looks good this year. What do we want to promote to? And these are all the other thing I see are all these native plants. That's the focus in this woodland garden.
Very good. And can you tell me how you got started involved with this project?
The Guelph Master Gardeners, Guelph Wellington Master Gardeners, because we are a group that reaches really far. We're not just Guelph, we are all the way up to Fergus, and maybe even Arthur. We've been up in Harrison. Oh. So we are quite a large group. But of course, Guelph is the center. This garden was originally started in 2003 when Jane Goodall came to
see her name there.
Yes. Exactly. Jane Goodall came to the Arboretum, and at that time there was our famous hort manager at the Guelph Arboretum was Henry Cook, and they were very happy that Jane Goodall came, and they planted the beech behind you. They planted that beech in commemoration that she was here, and then they planted some other trees. They planted big cottonwoods, and so at that time it was meant to be a forest. And then for some years nobody did anything. Then they started across the road from here. We can see the Italian gardens and the English garden and the Japanese garden. And then they looked at this area here and looked at all the weeds and looked at this woodland garden. There wasn't a garden, but nobody took care of that. And then it was close to the center, and they thought this should be a little more formal, a little more formalized, and a little more taken care of. So then they thought what to do, because Arboretum has limited resources, of course. Mm-hmm. And then they asked the master gardeners of Guelph Wellington, and we said, yes, that would just suit us, because now we have a connection to the Arboretum, and we all love the Arboretum, because that's what we do. And but this is a long process. This is not just something that we do over 1 year, but so 10 years, here we are, and this is what what I described to you, what we see today.
Amazing. So it's been 10 years. A
10 years we have taken care of it. But she was here in 2003, so which is almost 20 years ago. Yeah.
Were you here for her visit at all?
No, I was not. No, I wasn't, no. No, I didn't meet her.
No, well, that would have been a
But people were very excited that she was here.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
So, these 10 years working with this project, how would you say the experience affects you working in this?
Affects me personally?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. First of all, I feel a responsibility of that we get this right. Mm-hmm. We know we are only allowed to plant mostly native plants. So that means that we need to get up to speed on the native plants, native woodland plants. And that, I think, is a lot of fun. It challenges me to do better. So I think that is a personal one. And the enjoyable to be with people who do this, have the same interest as I do, and are excited about it. Mm-hmm. And all the wonderful things we get to talk about and exchange the ideas. I think that is what I would say off the top of my head.
Of course, yes. Yes, because that's what is nice about this project, too. We're trying to get information on the projects that are happening here, but also how it's affecting people personally, right? Those are the great stories to tell, too, right? What the space means to them. Yeah. Let's see what else we have here. Obviously, one of our questions normally is, have you visited this space since the story took place? But obviously you visit often. How often are
you
here?
So we have a rotation of that every group, which consists of three people, are here. So there's a group here for every week. So you are on a rotation for every month to come here. So we are 12 people who look after the place. Yeah, so it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes everybody gets to, it's a great way of learning about your native plants, mm-hmm. your native woodland plants. You can see we've got nice labels new. We're very proud of these labels. Yeah, these are new.
Ah, these.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're
yes.
They're not obtrusive. They're really nice.
Yes.
Yeah. They're
Excellent.
New.
This is a good one. How has this location changed since you started here, and what is the vision for it in the next 10 years?
It was a lot of weeds, and by weeds I mean buckthorn. And it would have been all buckthorn if we had not come in here and taken and try to keep them down. And we'll never get rid of them, but we will get a lot of them out. And then there are a lot of invasive grasses out here too. Mm. And today we show off this garden because we are proud of it. We show it off to a lot of people so they can see what they can grow in these weather conditions and this kind of soil, sandy soil. A lot of people in Guelph have clay soil. So it is, and that makes a huge difference in what the kind of, but this is sandy soil. So if we had, that's what your question was, that what we...
Yes, how it was, which, yes, was great,
so,
and how we may see it.
Yeah, so every year, We are assessing it. What looks good? Also, we're not trying to get every native plant in here. We are trying to make things that look good. It's quite ornamental because it's a garden, and a garden is often an ornamental thing. Of course, we could have an ecological focus, but that has not been our main. We don't know a lot about insects. We don't know a lot about the whole ecological aspect. Then I think it would look different if it was ecological. We are very much ornamental. Of course, we would love to do more ecological, but it is an arboretum. It is a place for people to come and learn about plants that they can use in their own garden. So there are lots of plants in here that we are going to get rid of just because they can't stand up to the weather. And the vision for the future, more of the same. Get more land in to plant more trees, plants. Because now we know what we're planting, we can divide them up and plant more of the plants that really work.
Amazing. So the ones with the new signs, then, are those all plants that you could put in your own garden?
Yes. Oh, oh, there, and there are so many more new plant nurseries that carry native plants. There are lots of them. So all these plants that are in here, you could go to a nursery and buy.
Amazing.
Yeah. There's not a plant in here you couldn't buy. Maybe not in an average nursery, but look it up on the internet. Native plants. There's even a nursery. I think I'm allowed to say that because the arboretum themselves talk about native plants from Ontario, which is a nursery. And they, so, yeah.
Amazing.
So I think that's okay to say that.
Amazing. I love what you're saying about the mental aspect of a garden. I don't know if I've ever totally considered that, right? That it is also a mental space, a garden. Can you expand on that a little bit more?
Did I say about mental place? People garden for many reasons. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people find it healing to be in a garden, especially if they've gone through a medical emergency or a medical thing or some mental health. They find it very comforting to be in a garden. For me, that's not it at all. For me, it's the excitement of seeing something grow. I find nothing in life is more exciting than to see things sprout, come up, and be beautiful, and be part of the whole environment. So there are many, many ways of gardening. It's not just because I hear that all the time, is the peace that you get in a garden.
Beautiful.
I think that's what I can say.
That's beautiful. I think I have two more questions.
Yes,
for you.
Go ahead.
So, are there any smells and sounds that you sort of tie into your memories of this puzzle? That you tie into this space?
Yeah, I wish we could hear it more because the poplars behind us are the ones that the sound of, and would be the only reason not to have poplars in here would be the sound of the, and actually we can see them down there, the fluttering leaves.
Yes.
That is the trembling aspen. And you can hear them if, yeah, can you hear them?
Yes.
Yeah, you can take maybe you want to take your phone down there and catch that sound.
Yeah.
That's a good sound.
Beautiful sound.
Yeah.
Because it is a sensory experience.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That we don't have a lot of smells. In the springtime, it'll be full of trilliums, but they have almost no smell. Is there something disgusting in here? Yeah, I'm just thinking. You know what? I think it's very lacking in smells.
Hmm.
I don't know, but the insects might be different. I mean, off the top of my head, I think smells are missing.
Hmm.
It's not like a gardens with all annuals, where it would be redolent. Not here. I would think the soil itself smells after a rainfall. Then you get this humus, this soil smell. And I think it's almost what I can think about.
And finally then, the final question is there just anything else, any other experiences you've had in this space or anything you would want to share with people listening to your story?
Well, it's a nice space to get together. We have had nice parties in here because everybody likes to go and look at the plants and just be here. Yeah, we think it's a beautiful space to be in. Yeah, just sitting here, I think is beautiful.
I think
that's off the top of my head.
Yes, yes, which I think are the best interviews, right?
Oh, okay.
I think you've made some great points here that I think
yeah,
you would be able to.
And if you can think of, I'll think about it because sometimes things come up.
If you have
a name that I
yes.
can contact, then if I think about something, because now I know what questions you've been asking.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then I'll think a little bit more about it.
Of course.
And ask my fellow. I could ask all my fellow roots and shooters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If they would like to share, absolutely.
Then I can, you can, we can.
Yes.
I don't mind it's under my name, but it would be nice to have everybody contribute a little
bit. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if they had, so I think this would be a great memory to have right here, a sign here. If they've engaged in the Arboretum in other locations, even though they're with your team, we could always do interviews in different spots to keep the tour, right?
Yes.
The walking tour.
Yeah, we are involved also in the trial gardens, but that's not, I don't think it's under the Arboretum. Mm. I think it might be just beyond the mm-hmm. university.
Or even if they had personal memories, right? Maybe they come with family.
There are several people who just volunteer around the...
Would you like that?
I will ask around.
We'll be doing this mostly throughout September.
Yeah.
Maybe into October a little bit. We're trying to get it done in the next 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put a mail out today and then we'll see what... Yeah, and you'll give me my...
I'll give you my name and email.
Yeah.
So if you think we've shared everything, then
I will stop.
We're at about 15 minutes, which is a great chunk.
Yeah.
I will stop already.